But there's one part of the plane you really need to keep clean. And it's a small thing that I think a lot of people just miss or skip over because they just assume. I also see another spot that a lot of people just seem to skip over. And it's pretty hard to clean. It's the belly. Why is the belly always so full of oil and dirt and dust and grime? And how is it so hard to clean? And what do you use?
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com. And let us be your co-pilot on this adventure. Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and semi-amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. The reason why is we're both sick today. As you can tell from my voice, it might be cracking like I am an eight-year-old little boy. Carson keeps coughing.
I'll tell you, it's bad enough. This is our third take.
This is our third take, and we've been recording for 20 minutes. So we're hoping that this one comes through. This might be a shorter episode than usual.
I think it should be because you need your voice because you have some really cool plans this weekend.
Well, I don't really need my voice. No one's going to be able to hear me over loud screaming cars at F1. No,
but you're going to be Vegas. Talking to people the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't think you're going to be cheering on they're not going to hear you. They're in a car.
Yeah, they're not. And the cars go really fast.
Oh, it's so cool. The way they turn into a track. I know everyone in Vegas hates it, but Watching it, it's pretty cool. People are posting all these videos of them like driving down the track right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I'm going full speed. It just doesn't look like it.
And one of my favorite music artists is playing.
Oh, that's right. You got Double Trouble for you.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. Nice. He's playing there at F1. And then
At F1.
I actually had to buy extra tickets. So I actually have two extra tickets on Friday if you know anybody wants to go.
Hi, Brandon. You should take Nathan. Nathan would love to go.
Nathan probably would love to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got two extra tickets because the Machine Gun Kelly wasn't playing in my section. So I had to buy extra tickets to watch the concert playing in a total other section.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous, I know.
Yeah, you probably sell those tickets, though.
I already put them for sale on the F1 website.
Smart.
We'll see if I get them.
There's our little entrepreneur.
They're $400 each, so I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get money for them. Yeah. I really want to see Machine Gun Kelly.
You had such a blast last time you saw him.
Every time I've seen Machine Gun Kelly, I loved it. Awesome. I'm even flying to Denver on Sunday just to go see MGK again. But that's like in a stadium, like real concert, not just like probably four songs of his or something. Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked. So I can't be sick for this weekend. And you got me sick.
I understand. We had a really fun weekend, though, this last weekend. And we did have fun. I think it was worth it, right?
I don't even remember what we did because I feel so bad right now.
Poor guy. It's the brain fog.
It's the brain fog. But speaking of being sick, and that kind of goes with keeping yourself clean. I like to pride myself on taking multiple showers per day and having a bottle of hand sanitizer everywhere I go. And that is just me. People think I'm crazy when I'm constantly washing my hands and constantly using hand sanitizer because I normally don't get sick, except for this weekend where somebody was in my car.
I wasn't just in your car. We were hanging out for like 72 hours.
I know. They even stayed over my house.
We had breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah.
I know.
It was a fun weekend.
Even though I can't remember half of it because my brain fog is going on right now. But regardless. It was fun. Good. Thanks. Appreciate it. I can check some photos. I think we took selfies. Because, by the way, everybody, I am the unofficial selfie king. It's a true story. I take them all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how, but he's really good at selfies. So
I don't know how
he takes our pictures.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a hidden talent of mine. Yeah,
so it's fun. But cleanliness is huge. Moral cleanliness. That's a big one. FAA actually require you to be a...
Of moral... Of
like moral character or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
See, brain fog. We want to talk about keeping planes clean, what your expectations are when you go to an airport and you rent an airplane or you're doing a lease back or whatever it may be. Whenever you get to your flight school or whatever you're doing, are the people taking care of their planes in a clean way? And I recently went to an airport the other day and I saw some planes on the line and I was not very happy with their level of cleanliness. I saw oil on the bellies. I saw
bugs on the wing.
bugs on the wing. And I was just not okay with that. When you walk into my office, you walk into my house, you walk into my place of business or my home, you will find clean. And I pride myself in that. The only thing you won't find clean sometimes is my desk. My desk ends up getting a pile
of
papers.
It's clean. It's just cluttered.
It's cluttered, yeah. Yes. But that's the only thing in my life that's cluttered besides my brain right now with this brain fog. That feels cluttered.
No kidding. Well, I'll take it from here. It's okay.
Oh, thanks, Carson. Go for it.
I think that cleanliness is really important because it shows that you care about the most simple thing, especially with planes. You know, if you're caring enough to keep that plane really clean and shiny and show it the love that that plane deserves, then it shows that you can probably also care about the inside of it as well. And if you can't take care of the most basic aspect of that plane ownership or flying a plane, which is keeping it nice, I would be a little bit more concerned about what's under the hood, right?
Totally. And by the way, even if that's only a perception of reality, that is the perception that brand new students will feel. They don't go and take the front cowling off and check how good the engine looks because your maintenance team is awesome and they use mineral spirits and clean it off every single time so there's no oil and gunk on there. No, that doesn't happen. So they're going to just see the outside of it.
It shows a level of care and builds that trust right from the very beginning of seeing it. You get an Uber and it's a really just beat up old car and it's all dirty inside. You're not going to feel as safe.
I refuse to take an Uber X.
Yeah?
I refuse. Or like the lowest version of Lyft, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Because every time I get in those cars, they're disgusting. There's stains on the seats. They smell like weird food or McDonald's. And just, I don't need that in my life. I'd rather just pay the extra 30%. I know it sounds wild and ridiculous, but you feel cleaner when you get out of there. Like I feel like I need to wash my clothes. I don't want to get into an airplane that's like one of those terrible Ubers. I want to get into a plane where I feel nice and I feel good. And remember, you're a pilot. Pilots are supposed to be upstanding citizens. They're the people taking people through the skies safely. And not just the airline pilots. We, as just private or commercial pilots, we're doing the same exact thing. We're taking our students up in the air if we're flight instructors. Or if we're private pilots, we're taking our friends and our families and our girlfriends or boyfriends or whomever in the plane with us. We want to make sure that they feel safe and feel clean because everybody is normally afraid of flying besides us.
You're just afraid of heights.
I am afraid of heights. Besides that, how about keeping like windshields clean for visibility? I've been to flight schools in the past where you can't see out the windshield.
I've been there and it feels just gross, but it's also just hard to see. The story comes to mind of just me coming down, trying to land, and the sun was straight in my eyes because at Riverside, you have runway 27, which when it lines up perfectly with sunset, you have the sun directly in your eyes and all you see is just bugs and glare. And it's just awful. And it's, it leads to, kind of a safety issue, especially with some pilots that have worse vision, and it's an issue.
And also, when you're looking for planes out there, you cannot find aircraft because you're seeing bugs that look like
they all look like aircraft far away.
Yeah. So I always like having my windshield clean. I make sure to clean it every single time. If you're going to a good school, they will have an aircraft cleaner that will clean it for you. Like my old school at NextGen, we have an aircraft cleaner that's supposed to clean those windshields every single time somebody comes back. And they're all supposed to use a Lemon Pledge on all the leading edges of the airplane so bugs don't stick. Same thing on your windshield.
I love Lemon Pledge on it. It works. I don't know why, but it just works.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
But there's one part of the plane you really need to keep clean. And it's a small thing that I think a lot of people just miss or skip over because they just assume the static ports. The static ports and the pitot tube should be clean.
I mean, I would want it clean.
Yeah, but a lot of people will just walk right by it. There could be a bug in there and you won't know until you start rolling. And
well, you're not going to know if there's a bug in there. How are you going to get that out? How are you going to know there's a bug in there, Carson?
No, like around the edge.
On the edge. Okay, sure.
If there's not like inside the tube. Yeah, that's a whole different issue. That's a rich problem. I'll let Rich figure it out.
Yeah, when he says rich problem, it's not a rich person problem.
No, it's Richard from Kavu.
Sorry. Yes, exactly. Also, you want to look at your prop, right? I mean, you know how many people go through really bad airports that have rocks and just junk all over the ground? You want to make sure you're feeling the edge of that prop.
And chips it.
Now, make sure your mags are off before you go touch that prop, obviously.
No, please.
But then when you go look at that prop, go ahead and feel the inside of that prop. Make sure there's no really big sharp edges. Now, make sure you don't apply a bunch of pressure and cut your hand open, because every once in a while, I'll find a big chunk out of that propeller. And normally, you could have maintenance come over. They can just grind it off with a file really quickly. And as long as it's not past a certain,
level. Width.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually ways to measure it that the propeller companies have come up with. And you're only allowed to repair it or maintain it in a certain way. So as long as you your mechanic is able to do it within that area, then you're fine to continue flying.
Yeah, makes sense. But I also see another spot that a lot of people just seem to skip over. And it's pretty hard to clean. It's the belly. Why is the belly always so full of oil and just dirt and dust and grime? And how is it so hard to clean, and what do you use?
Well, it's oil leaks from these older airplanes, even the newer airplanes. So oil is going to continue leaking. So you're going to get some oil. The grime is typically from the exhaust. So you're going to get spent fuel, and you're going to get black exhaust, which gets pushed out below the aircraft. That's going to get all on there.
It sticks to the oil.
And it'll stick to that oil too. And you're gonna be flying around. You're gonna have bugs. You're gonna have all sorts of things. So the bellies always get oily and dirty and nasty.
But you can always tell when the belly's clean. You always notice it. It looks so much better.
Always notice it.
Yeah, it's the attention to detail that I like, and that, like I said, it builds that trust. Because if you're cleaning the belly of the airplane that most people won't see until you're actually flying, it shows that you can take care of the little details.
Exactly. And I watched a YouTube video a long time ago, and I watched this guy use this thing called Goop, G-O-O-P, Goop.
Is that the stuff in the tub?
Yeah, it's in a little tub, comes in a little tub. And all you have to do is take that on, and you rub it directly onto the oil on the belly. And then you can literally take a towel and wipe it right off. So you don't have to bring it to the wash rack. You're not going to get in trouble with the airport because it's not leaking things on the ground. You can just go wipe it off. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
How do you feel about Simple Green?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
No, I don't think it does anything.
Okay.
At least not on like dirt and grease on the belly of an airplane.
Yeah, I understand. Because we've been using it, as far as I remember, for a lot of different cleaning. But it all started when I started flying with Matt. Because Matt would keep that thing meticulously clean. It was like the cost for me to go fly with him.
Let's clean the airplane.
Was to help clean the airplane, because every single time that plane landed and came back to the hangar, we would spend 20 minutes wiping it off. And as you should, because that's when everything's fresh, so much easier to clean. Everything just comes right off, as opposed to letting it sit and get dried out for days.
Yeah, you're not going to break dust, get all over your paint, and start corroding.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then I think every couple months, he'll spend a Saturday in there and just polish it. It was awesome. It was just love for your aircraft, which, you know, I would want to love the thing that takes me through the sky and keeps me safe. So
I also want to bring up what kind of towels to use. Make sure you're not using like paper towels or really rough towels.
Well, paper towels are going to go through so many really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I use all microfiber towels whenever I clean airplanes. They're great for plexiglass usually. Some of them aren't. So be careful which ones you're using. Also, don't use dirty ones. That's a big one. They've got plexiglass cleaners that you can use. And then I also, like I said, I'm a big fan of using the Lemon Pledge. on my windshield as well. And it diverts the bugs.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you, I know Riverside has a wash ramp, but do a lot of airports have one of those?
I'd say most airports have a wash ramp, sometimes more than one. That's Riverside cool. has two. You only know about one, though.
I do. Where's the other one at?
The other one's by RAS Jetport.
Oh, that makes sense. Good for them.
So technically. Well, I think we're going to call it a day. Like I said, a little shorter episode today.
You want one more cough out of me right now?
No, more coughs, Carson. Thank you very much. Sorry you have to listen to us being a little sick today, but we wanted to make this episode because we have so much going on in the next week, and then Thanksgiving's even next week. So there is a lot happening. We wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything for you guys. So thank you again for listening to us. Remember, keep your airplanes clean. And if your flight instructor or your place that you're renting them from is not keeping it clean, then you should complain and say something to them. And if they treat it as it's an annoyance, then you should treat them like they're an annoyance and leave their flight school. I'm serious.
Treat them like they're an annoyance.
Treat them like they're an annoyance. Because we pay a lot of money for these airplanes to be in tip-top shape, and we want them to be clean as well. And if they're not being cleaned properly, and then who knows what else is happening. So make sure that you are asking for your aircraft to be cleaned. And if they give you a rag and tell you to go clean it, that's probably not the best airport or best flight school for you to go to. I know I used to go to a flight school like that, and I had a bad taste in my mouth.
I do want to say, though,
they're out of business today.
That makes sense. As they should be. But I do want to say that you should take some opportunity to learn how to clean the plane. Offer the aircraft cleaner to help out just so you understand the basics of cleaning it and what to do and what not to do. I mean, there's little things like going up and down on the windshield. So all the streaks are the same way if there are any, and it's and not
all
glaring.
The scratches are the same way if there are any.
Exactly. So it's just little details like that that make the difference.
Exactly. So, well, thank you so much for listening to us today, even with our terrible voices. Or terrible faces, whatever you're listening or watching us on.
Probably both.
If you'd like to reach out to us, reach us on our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com, Carson@AviationMentors.com, or Mark, our producer@AviationMentors.com. Please don't forget to meet us on LinkedIn. I've been getting quite a few LinkedIn requests lately. I think I've got like 12 just in the past few days from Pilot. So I'm assuming you're finding us on here. So thank you so much for listening to us or watching us on wherever you are streaming from. Please don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, all the things you're supposed to do on social media. It's a huge part about helping our podcast grow and, more importantly, helping our community grow.
Thank you, everybody. And as a wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See you.